Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCU, FM 94.1 in Denver, and 96.9 in Boulder. I am Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. And there is no better time to buy a vehicle than now. Best time since 2003. Kyle Bell, former CSU running back and current general manager of the dealership, has got some great deals for you going on as the year winds out. Kyle, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Joel, always great to be with you, man. It's a pleasure.
Tell me what's going on at the dealership.
Well, what's not going on? How about that? No, we like you said, Joel, we got some fantastic year-end savings on just about everything in stock right now. 2014s, we got to get rid of them. Rebates are strong. We're doing everything we can to provide the best deal possible for all of our guests. We got 2015 models coming in, so if you're looking for the latest and greatest, we've got that as well. We're your certified pre-owned headquarters in the city of Denver for all things General Motors pre-owned. And we talked about the last couple weeks, $500 off. Anybody who comes in says, you heard me on the radio, and whatever it is that you want, we're going to provide you with a phenomenal car buying experience, and go Rams, right?
Absolutely. I love those commercials, the Christmas commercials, where there's a vehicle waiting in the driveway all tied up in a ribbon. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's have some nice husbands go out and buy some cars from you for their wives for this Christmas.
Absolutely. We got some nice green and gold bows. We'll get the CSU decals on there, whatever it is, however extravagant you want, whether it's a $9,000 pre-owned car. I've got an $89,000 Corvette that just got here the other day. So whatever it is.
That's perfect. That sounds good to me. So Kyle, with the whirlwind that we went through just a week ago when Coach Mack left for Florida, things are winding down a little bit. They've calmed down a little bit, and now they're kind of to ramp back up after that initial kick in the gut. But fans are starting to get excited again. You got the bowl game that's only 8 days away, and the fact that CSU just went into the basketball team just went into Boulder a couple nights ago and beat the Buffs. That was exciting to see. But there's something to be said about. And we'll talk more football in a minute. But there's something to be said about beating CU in anything, isn't there? I mean, you were in some hard luck games there versus CU.
You
had the unfortunate deal where you had to go to Boulder twice in a row in that weird hiatus away from Denver.
Yeah.
And you lost both of those games by a total of 6 points. One was OT, and one was a goal line stand. You were injured in 2006 when CSU beat them 14-10. But I imagine that was still sweet. Tell me about that rivalry. How players feel about it. I'm sure it's the same in every sport. Is it more important than other games?
Well, I mean, it really just comes down to, you know, that pride you have for yourself as a university, taking every game seriously, no question about that. But the fact that they're right up the road, you know, up there in Boulder, or excuse me, down the road in Boulder, you know, a lot of these guys who went through the recruiting process, you know, I'm sure at some point considering both schools. But, you know, when it comes down to it at the end of the day, I just think from the whole fan experience, the alumni experience, that's what creates the excitement surrounding these types of games. And so you're right, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it's volleyball, what we saw the women's volleyball do last week, winning like they did, it's just that pride that you have for the university. And so to take every matchup like that seriously and you know, obviously we've talked about just my experience, you know, having kind of been overlooked by CU, not giving that opportunity to earn a scholarship, not giving that opportunity to go be a part of that university. Not that they were, you know, favorable to me or anything, but at the same time, just kind of carrying that maybe I don't even want to call it a chip on your shoulder, but just having pride in the fact that there's so many people that it's important to, and anytime, you know, like this year, go 3-for-3, that's just awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. That doesn't happen very often, especially you look at that football, volleyball, men's basketball, and even women's basketball was an overtime loss. So they were right there in that game. But regardless, those three wins, when you consider the financial differences in the what they've got going for them compared to what CSU has to overcome, it's pretty mind-boggling to be able to do that in a year.
Yeah.
Can that have an effect on recruits? You know, when you're beating up on your in-state rival like that in in, you know, in those major sports in 1 year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think you kind of look at the playing field as a whole, you know, see you for a long time being a member of the Big 12, now Pac-12, just kind of the level that they sit on, you know, from a financial standpoint, from that exposure standpoint on a national level. We know from the football side, Colorado's been down. Hopefully, you know, regardless of the animosity, regardless of the fact that it is a rival, you know, I do think most people in the region kind of look at it as the fact that when both schools are good, it's just better for everybody as a whole. But you're absolutely right. I mean, even every single sport, just kind of the bragging right aspect, and the fact that is just another, you know, just another selling tool, another pitch that you can make to these kids coming out of high school as far as why they should choose Colorado State, and just getting the whole excitement for the entire university. And I think that's what makes this all that much better, is just kind of the overall excitement level that we're feeling up in Fort Collins, and something that, you know, probably hasn't really been at this level in a long time.
CSU star running back Kyle Bell is our guest. Since we talked last week, you know, obviously we found out that CSU is going to the Las Vegas Bowl. The opponent, they're a familiar one, former Mountain West foe, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
A top 25 team with a great resume of wins. They've got a stout, very good front seven. How do you think CSU stacks up in this?
Well, it's going to be fun to watch this from that matchup standpoint. You know, you got a pretty good defense. That Utah has. I mean, a few really big wins throughout the course of the year. You know, when you're talking about some of the better teams in the Pac-12, you know, they went into Michigan and beat them. I know it's not the big powerhouse Michigan that they have been in the past, but I mean, still going into the big house, and they picked up a quality win there, and still a top 25 team. And so when you look at the Rams, a top 15 offense. I think it could make for a really interesting afternoon, and you know, it's just going to come down to Garrett Grayson, the offensive line, you know, the running backs that they got, just getting back to business as usual and going out there and doing what they're capable of. They've shown that they can light up the scoreboard. Now it's just a matter of refocusing in and putting together, you know, a couple really solid weeks of preparation to get themselves ready, and just going out there and executing.
Yeah, they've been a mysterious team. They've looked fantastic in a lot of games. Like you said, Michigan, they beat USC at home. They went to Oregon State and won, UCLA. They've got some great wins, but they've also have some mysterious, well, they lost at home to Washington State, and then in their regular season finale at Boulder, CU took them to the wire. So
right.
The question really is which Utah team is going to show up. But, you know, can CSU's offensive line, which has been very good all year, create some running room for D'Har. I mean, that's been a key, is to be able to have some balance in the offensive attack. So create some running room for him, and give Grayson the time that he's, you know, had to find his weapons through the air.
Oh, I think so. I mean, you know, Coach Baldwin obviously kind of has a lot on his plate now, since, you know, becoming the interim coach, having to take over those duties that a head coach would be responsible for, and now adding on top of that, you know, he's the one calling the plays. And so I think it's just going to come down to the game plan, to the overall game plan, what they're putting in place. And we all, I mean, it goes without saying that the focus is going to be key, but I think just having a solid game plan in place, they know what they've got. I mean, personnel-wise, there's no question there. You have one of the top receivers in the country. He's going to be out there trying to put on a show. And so just going out there and doing, you know, dance with the one that brought you. Go out there and do what you've been doing this whole year. And I think just sticking to a solid game plan and hopefully coming out strong, I think they'll be fine.
Kyle Bell, former CSU star running back, is our guest. Utah is 10-1 in bowl games since 1999. It's one of the things that when they were a member of the Mountain West Conference, I love that, because they always came out ready to play and they represented the conference well. I'm sure they'll be the same coming out in this game. They're always prepared and they always play tough. Is that a mentality going into a bowl game?
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, it starts from, I think, the coaching staff level, you know, being able to take, you know, 100-plus guys on the team and keeping everybody dialed in and keeping them focused, because there are a lot of distractions, especially you're considering you're going to be in Las Vegas on top of that. But having guys that have been there in that situation before, having guys that have played in multiple bowl games as well to kind of help these younger guys out who don't have that experience. And so it really starts from a leadership level, I think. You know, the coaching staff, your seniors, your captains, your guys who have been there, who have done it. And so if you can just kind of convey that message of focus even more so than any normal week, I think that's why you see these teams who have so much success in bowl games, is just being able to, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a business trip, and it's a great experience for players and for fans to experience something different. You know, the gifts that go along with it, the national exposure that go along with it, but it is still a business trip, and the teams that keep that in mind and can really execute on those types of goals are the ones who obviously we see have the most success.
Sonny Lubick, who one of the best coaches ever at CSU, did wonders for the program. One of the things that he got criticized about was bowl games, and oftentimes, fans thought that he might have treated these bowl games as too much of a reward instead of having that all mentality of we got to go out and win this game.
Mm-hmm.
You went to one bowl game under him, the Poinsettia Bowl in mm-hmm. 2005. What did you get that sense? I mean, was Sonny a competitive guy that he wanted to win that game, or was it, hey, we've had a good year, we deserve this, let's let our players enjoy themselves? And how do they control what kind of trouble the players can or cannot get into, especially in Vegas?
Well, obviously, Coach Lubick being the coach that he was, I mean, at the end of the day, it was about going and playing a football game and winning it for your school. I mean, there's no question about that. It was never, ever that we're just happy to be here, we're excited to experience this, we're just here for the ride. No, it was never that at all. I mean, on the other hand, it is a reward. It is something that is very special. Not everybody gets to do that. And there's some programs, some schools, some players who go through their entire career and don't get the opportunity to go to a bowl game. So you don't want to underscore how important it is from an experience standpoint. But at the same time, it's still a football game, and it's still an opportunity for this program to continue the momentum going in the right direction. There's no question that you want to be as successful as possible. And so the most important thing is going out and getting that win. And, you know, again, just like I talked about just a little bit ago, from a leadership standpoint, it's the guys that are the leaders of that team, the ones who are going to lead by example to make sure that they're on their best behavior, that they're the ones setting the example. There's a lot of people from a coaching staff standpoint, a lot of people in supporting roles that work so hard that week to ensure curfews are met, to ensure guys are staying out of trouble. I'm not saying that you can't go and have a little bit of fun. There's certainly all the activities that are usually planned. But at the same time, remember why you're there. Remember that you're going to be playing on ABC, on national TV, and you want to be able to go out there and put your best effort out, and you can only do that if you have that focus and stay out of trouble.
Well, Kyle, we'll talk more about that matchup going into next week. We'll analyze a little bit more quickly, and I've got a few seconds here, but we didn't get the chance to officially talk about this last week because it wasn't official yet, but the Board of Governors voted 8-0 with one abstaining vote to approve the building of an on-campus stadium. That's pretty sweet stuff. How much does that mean to the university?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. I mean, I remember, you know, how excited I was even when we talked about getting the new indoor practice facility back in 2008, 2009, when we got the new weight room. Just kind of these steps taken by the university to move forward and to keep growing, and hopefully that opportunity to join a Power 5 conference. And I think, you know, this was essential in taking the next step to hopefully make that happen. And so it's kind of fitting to, you know, for one of the best seasons that this program has had in a long time, to now have this on our plate, and hopefully just keeps the train moving forward.
All right, buddy. Kyle Bell, thanks so much for your time, and thanks to Ed Bozar Chevrolet and being a great sponsor of the show.
Joel, always great being here. Thanks, man.
Hey, I also want to thank the rest of our sponsors. Laura Cannell Messer from Lionsgate Real Estate. If you're in the market to buy or sell a new home, you'll get the best service from her. She's a fellow Ram. Ask her about the Ram discount. Also, Ram's Bookstore, longtime sponsor, RamNation.com, and a sponsor of this show. They provide all of our prizes for our Pick'em contest. They've been on board for 15 years with us. The best gear you can find is available with your Rams Bookstore. Go there for your holiday shopping. Bozar Chevrolet, CBM Potts. Also want to thank Cindy Sharman and Beamer Insurance Agency for their sponsorship of this show. Ellis Penn and O'Connor. I hooked up with those guys in Boulder on Wednesday night. If you're in business, if your business needs tax help, these guys can get you set up with the right way to help save you from tax hassles. And don't forget Window World. My wife and I hired them a few years ago to replace every single window in our home. Beautiful new windows, much more energy efficient. So all these sponsors make this possible. Give them first shot at your business. We'll be back next Friday night, just prior to the Las Vegas Bowl. Thanks for joining us. I am Joel Cannell-Amessa. You've been listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports. It's been a pleasure talking about the Rams tonight. Have a great weekend. Go Rams.